Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, celebrity interviews, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. But for a radio audience here in Mississippi, WYAD 94.1 FM and WYADonline.com, we're glad that you all could be with us. Also, tuning in through online affiliates around the world, we're glad you all could be with us as well. I'm excited to welcome Master Coach Sheila Thielen to our program today. She's someone who's been able to enjoy her work as a coach of Olympic-class athletes, but also she's been able to share some great techniques with them, such as spinning, that have benefits for us as well. If you guys are just hearing about spinning and how it can help your vestibular system, we're going to talk to Sheila not only about that, but also about the importance of being able to live our best lives each and every day, regardless of what our profession or lot in life may be, and how this is something that can benefit all of us. Sheila, thank you so much for the time. Really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having me. I appreciate this. How exciting.
Well, look, I appreciate the time. And as I mentioned, you're known for your work you've been able to do with athletes, Sheila. But when it comes to spinning training, that's something you've been able to share that all of us can benefit from, especially you and I were just talking about when it comes to the vestibular system. So I want to first begin there. I only know about this because I was sharing with you before we went live. My mother was diagnosed with vertigo, and, of course, that's one of the things that she's had to be dealing with and she's impacted by. For audience that's just now kind of discovering this, what is a vestibular system?
So your vestibular system is really part of how your eyes and ears process back into your brain. It's tied to the entry of your brain, kind of like the vestibule of your home is the entry to your home. The vestibular into your brain is the entry into your brain. And with that, it's tied to both balance and cognitive. So it's really one of the most powerful systems within your brain that really we don't teach about in school. So it's new, yet it's absolutely not new.
Right. So from what you've been able to do with athletes then, Sheila, did you know the benefits of spinning before working with athletes, or when did you first realize the impact of spinning on the body?
So I've been coaching for over 30 years, and through this time, I always joke that I was this vestibular genius and I didn't know it. Really, with the athletes I was working with, you know, children and young athletes and advanced athletes and really all of that spinning and turning and turning and balance that comes from coaching figure skating really was applying to far more pieces of their lives than just their sport. So really over about the last 15 years is where we really put together the impact of spinning on our athletes and how that applied to beyond in their lives.
Wow. And so now it's something that all of us can be able to benefit from, and I should let our audience know, and as part of my prep for Sheila's segment, I literally went on YouTube, Sheila, and typed in vestibular training to see what would come up. And it was, I mean, it's going to be fascinating, I think, for our audience. It was fascinating to me that there's so much out there that we don't even know about. Do you find that we, outside of even, you know, athletes, outside of that world, that we're just not really discovering not only importance of spinning, but also the impact it can have on us in our everyday lives?
So really the physical therapists, the occupational therapists, especially people that work a lot with children with autism, they really understand vestibular. But even on PubMed, where you can go for academic papers, there's over 27,000 papers and academic articles written on the importance of your vestibular system. So it really impacts all of us through all of our ages, from childhood through the aging process. It's fascinating.
Yeah. It really is fascinating, and it really goes to the wonderful thing about the body, right, and the way the body – that's the other thing I thought about, Sheila, is about how the body is created and how the different components of the body kind of can work together for sure. Now, I mentioned spinning. Now, that is one of the things that you have been able to use with your athletes as you mentioned, now for over three decades, in helping them when it comes to getting into shape. Talk to us about spinning and the benefits for the rest of us.
So for the rest of us, I have so many examples. I could sit here all afternoon. But with it, one of my favorite examples is one of my former athletes flies helicopters now for the U.S. Army. And she talks about how she doesn't get spatially disoriented. You can't make her dizzy. She always knows where her body is. She always has that sense of proprioception. So she can always feel and sense and know where the helicopter's at, especially in the most dangerous part of landing in stand, where, you know, it blows up and they can't really see what they're doing. So she talks about it's going to save her life in aviation, all that spinning and all that vestibular training, and, of course, all of her crew, you know, on board the helicopter. So those are the really exciting examples of spatial awareness and non-disorientation that is really key for military people and pilots and firefighters, especially, you know, walking into a smoky room, but knowing how to get out of the smoky room. You know, that is really key for so many people in the general public in career and safety. We also do a lot of work with the aging process. In the example I always give is the dreaded spinning teacups at Disney World. That after 30, your brain goes, oh, we'll put the kids on by themselves. You know, no, we can't do that. And really, it's maintaining that vestibular balance. And getting rid of the dizzy. When you see some of our videos, some of them are shockingly fast. Even NASA was impressed with how fast we could spin the kids and them not get dizzy.
Wow. Wow. And so I think, you know, as we're kind of thinking about this, what it makes me think about, Sheila, and you can correct me on this, is the importance of, for one, it sounds like, starting early, because even hearing about some of the former athletes that you work with, how they're still able to benefit from what they learn, have you found that that's also the key to not just waiting until something may be happening before we think about spinning and the benefit of it, that actually incorporating it into our routine?
So obviously I start with young athletes. Of course, I work with 3-, 4-, 5-year-olds all the time, which is an amazing group of little humans. Yet in the same sense, my mom just started doing this at the age of 75 with huge improvements in her balance. Yeah, it was actually really shocking. That's on the website too, but you can see her balance. We put her on a balance mat. And from there, we do the vestibular and then back on the balance mat. And it's really it's fun to see her balance improvements because she really was slowing down and she really was afraid of falling. And once that fear and much less once your parents and grandparents start to fall, their lives really it's very, very difficult once their balance starts to go.
Right. Yeah, that's so true. I experienced that with my grandmother for sure, and I think it's one of those things, of course, that that definitely can come with age, but it's great to be able to know, Sheila, that there are things out there that can help them. So I want to talk about the personal benefit from you. On this program a lot, you know, I talk to individuals who are able to do amazing things, to work with individuals, be of service, and I don't think people realize sometimes how much joy we can get out of these things. How much joy has it given you? You mentioned even a couple of your past athletes you worked with here, Sheila, and I could tell, you know, the excitement that you have still for them. How does that feel to know you're able to do something that is impacting the lives of individuals, not just now, but into the future?
I have to tell you, I'm absolutely obsessed with this project. To the point, I think my family is so annoyed with me because this is all I want to do. This is all I want to do. I'm obsessed. From really morning till night, I dream about it. I think about it. I'm just nonstop obsessed with this project because I know I can help so many people. And even working through physical therapists and occupational therapists and doctors and even senior housing programs that we could help hundreds and hundreds of people, even with just one set of gear. You know, we could have it in community centers. We could have it at your local workout place. I mean, it's very, very easy gear to run. And we could just help one unit really can handle 100, 200 people a day. It's really only 5 minutes, But 5 minutes of spinning really changes your brain and how you balance and really coming back to center and really improving that cognitive processing speed. So it's such easy gear, and it's so much fun. And I have so many people when they do it, even those that start out fearful, it starts out very, very slow, and you can really just gently start the process. And to hear them giggle and smile and laugh, and I have a lot of people that squeal with happiness because it's so much, it really is fun in a very gentle way.
Right. So, okay, so you're bringing up a couple of things I want to dive into, and that is how it should be done, Sheila, as well as you know, how people can benefit and take advantage of this. But I want to first say, for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're excited to welcome Master Coach Sheila Thielen to our program today. Sheila's talking with us not only about what it's been like for her to be able to work with individuals for 3 decades as a coach of Olympic-class athletes, but also sharing with them the benefits of spinning and how it's something that even she's been able to share with those outside of her arena when working with athletes as well, and how they've benefited from it too. So for our audience out there that may be interested in this, Sheila, how would they go about being able to take advantage of spinning?
So our gear is very easy to install. It does take a 10 to 14 foot ceiling, which is possibly the biggest hassle of all of it. But once it's up and installed, it's just an eye bolt. So it's easy to install. And I do have some in a lot of people's homes. But in the same sense, workout areas, community centers, all of those places have those nice higher ceilings. And the electric spinner at the bottom, so what the electric spinner looks like is just like a big lazy Susan that we can control the speed and direction. And here's kind of the quirky part of the whole thing, which is oddly fascinating. It's much easier for humans to spin counterclockwise than it is clockwise. And you're going to love the answer. We don't know why. We don't know why. But everyone naturally spins very comfortably counterclockwise.
Interesting.
Isn't that weird?
Well, I'll tell you, for myself,
isn't
Sheila,
that weird?
I can honestly, yeah, honestly, I can say for myself, it's always easier for me to do the things that I'm not supposed to do than the things I'm supposed to do. So look, it may be one of those things. So I love that. So this is something that can be done in the home if they have the suitable setting, which would be the main thing there, the ceiling space for it. But it is something also that for our audience out there, and we do have some here in the Magnolia State that do own gyms, that do have facilities, so something for them to be able to think about as well. What about supervision, Susan? Sheila, I mean, what is normally needed for supervision, or should there be supervision for certain ages or for those starting off?
So really it is a two-person process, and
okay.
I say the gear is super easy to run. So you have the person on the spinner and in the harness so that they don't fall off. You know, it's a nice little safety window there. But then you have the person that's holding the other end of the rope and running the speed and the direction of the gear. And so it really is a nice little safety factor that two people are involved, you know, one in supervision and one doing it. But it's really easy gear to run. And with the triple pulley system, I'm so short. I'm ridiculously short. I'm like 4'10", and looks like a figure skater. And I really can pick up. I laugh at my patent attorney, who is 225 pounds. I mean, I can really pick him up with that triple pulley system. Although I joke that I have a couple really big employees in my company, and those guys could pick up my car with this gear. Like it's. But that's when we pick up NFL, you know, alumni guys. You know, some of those guys are huge. So the gear does go up to 350 pounds.
Wow. That is amazing. Sheila, this is such a great thing, I think, for our audience to be able to know about. For one, to know it's available, and then two, to know it can be beneficial for them, not only now, but also, you know, moving forward into their lives. So where can our audience go for more information?
So our easiest way to our website is spinyourbrain.com. So really easy, it's spinyourbrain.com, which leads into our main website of the world's worst marketing guy ever that named our company Vestibular Training Services. sell that, you know.
Right. Look, so this is what we're going to do for you, Sheila. We're going to have that linked up for those who are joining us via the podcast. For our radio audience, we are going to post the website, spinyourbrain.com. We're going to post that on the Facebook page as well to make it easy for you guys to be able to just to click on it from there. So definitely make sure you guys take advantage of that. But we already just included it into the podcast notes for those joining us via the podcast, either live or we'll catch the replay afterwards. Again, everyone, our guest has been Sheila Thielen. She is a master coach, individuals being able to work with Olympic-class athletes, but also helping other individuals realize the importance of spinning. And that's what she's been talking about with us. Really fascinating information, part of the vestibular training services that are out there that are great for all of us. And again, that website is spinyourbrain.com. Sheila, thank you so much for making us a little smarter today and giving us some great insight here into something that can be beneficial. And I hope you'll come back to the show again.
I can't wait. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.
Hey, more than welcome. Thank you, Sheila. We appreciate you. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live, part of our news you can use here at WYAD 94.1 FM and WYADonline.com. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Now let's go make today amazing. Take care.